The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and then around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I'm generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading confirms our sense or experience that there are bad shepherds. And by the shepherds here, we're talking about the religious leaders of the people, whether at the time before Jesus or today, priests and bishops and popes. There are bad shepherds. But that God makes a promise to the flock at the end of that first reading. It's because of those bad shepherds, God will shepherd his own people. He will send them that shepherd that will care for them, will protect them, will nourish them, and lead them to safety. And that shepherd is Jesus Christ. So what are we to do with the bad shepherds? Well, just like there's been bad shepherds throughout the history of religion, there's always also been good shepherds. And let's look at some of those good shepherds. How did they react? Look at the life of St. Francis, St. Dominic, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena. They did not give up. They did not become hopeless, but they challenged the bad shepherds to reform their lives. They did not leave the church. They stayed within the flock, because this is not the church of Pope so-and-so or Bishop so-and-so or Father so-and-so. This is the church of Jesus Christ. He is the true shepherd. And that's why his church will always fulfill of its mission of being a light to the world. We all know sometimes there's bad apples, but that doesn't mean that the whole bushel is bad. There is good. How do we respond to the good? How do we respond to the bad? How do we take on our responsibility? I think the gospel gives us an idea how the owner of the vineyard, wanting to be generous, showing mercy, caring, going out even at 5 o'clock, making sure there is no more workers that are idle and not working. Because probably if they didn't work that day, they may not have enough to eat that night or feed their families. He shows mercy, he shows generosity. And yet some people complain. They're jealous. Well, how come they did? We tend to look at one another and compare one another. We need to look at Jesus Christ. He's our role model. He's the foundation of our church. He's our shepherd that calls us to follow him and live according to his example. These days, it's very easy to criticize the bad shepherds, whoever thinks they're bad shepherds. But that's not the way Jesus calls us to. He calls us to be the good shepherds. Shepherd ourselves first. Make sure we remain within the flock of the Lord and challenge those to return to the Lord. Be generous in our mercy as the landowner or the vineyard owner was generous in showing mercy and care. God will take care of the justice issue, the justice question. He will take care of his good shepherds, his flock, as well as the bad shepherds.